not that small. Okay, thanks for reading my good. Cogur Gurmi, the game I was talking about it earlier enough, I just heard the Paul Casey, I thought the critter heard some, and I'm shocked to be in Cork tonight, and I'm amazed that so many Cork Gurmis have showed up for Terry Poets, so it's still trying to make it Gurmi and Magus. I'm going to start off with a poem that isn't translated, because I figure at this point in the evening, we may be open to the great but only. But I'll talk you through the poem. It's called Ashford Sod, which means recycling, and I often start off on this poem. Basically, you know, when you're walking, you know those big recycling containers that you have, where you can recycle clothes, and you can recycle bottles, aluminium cans and all the rest of it. But I was walking by one of these recycling depots, and I had this notion that I would take off all my clothes and I'd recycle them. And then may it be. And then I said, well, why is that? And may it be. I said, I'd take off my cricket, my skin, and I'd recycle all of my skin as well. And then I'd take my claws and my bones and I'd break them up into small little bits so that I could recycle those too. And then I'd take my quid organ, my organs, and I'd mash them up into a nice tasty puree, and that I recycle my organs as well. And at the end of the poem I say, near some crab new, it's not for preservation, but rather album new, which is a remodeling, that I would be made into a nice, shiny, simple doll. Aper sawit. Eg sylgan lo, such as cwpyn sawit, eg unas aper sawit. Mae a bi, fy nysbion, ys bycha ys dat yn orach. Mae frycyn, fy nysbion, siarfon gan y soedig. Mae chynolfus yr rysys yn ymwyn ti y si, dawn yn rhyw sydd yn bawlin. Mae chyd o'r gon, fy nysbion oedig, i enddi brwytyn blastus. Ni yr sy'n cael nhw yn fy nysbion, ach alwn nhw, gynnyn ffrydion fa bob chi'n fi, gysnastus. This next one is about reading on a tram. I used to live in Bordeaux, where I used to get the tram to work every morning, and there's an Irish language poet called Michael Davitt, who I enjoy a lot, and I used to read his work when I head to work in the morning. I translated this one myself, so it's not great. But it's morning tram. Morning tram, I hide in that concertina of life, those folds between two cards, out of your book. So I can feel every turn, twist, and bend. I read your poem. To awaken to the day, the beauty of frost at the bus stop, the staccato poetry of notice boards. Returning in the evening, the white autumn sun shines in the tram line. The silken eye sees jewels in the tarmac. Ag leol ar an tram. Tram na maidin me, tiam i galach, ag unsur tiam na bahe, na sil tori idir va hor, amach le glawr. Na ber feberlum gach fog chate, gach lúb luaske ar gashtin. Leam da bon. Magar mus vítar sagin le, all of shakit, extrad and hot. To the staccato, clorn of old bee. Expilled on tram nona, lumrian green vaughan pours erin tram lina. It le suil hiada, keeper shoulder the tarmac. The last time I was in Cork was in February, and I was down with a group of American students, and I was just showing them around, and we made a stop at the Munster Literature Centre, which is kind of in a roundabout way why I'm here. And Billy Randall read to the group, as did Jerry Murphy. And Jerry Murphy wrote a poem entitled A Complaint to the Muse, in which he complains that too many plain women are saluting him in the street, and too many plain women are propositioning him. And I actually have a very similar complaint
hang on a second, that's one. And then listen to
him.
I was thinking
about that. What do you listen to?
I think he's working life in danger here.
Go on to the next one.
I suppose in every quote you're reading there's going to be a death tone, you know, so I'm going to get this one out of the way early on in the night. The last time I was in Cork, again in last February, and I was trying to write this poem about a friend of mine who died called Kevin, and he died in a place near Tralee called Scotia Glen, and he used to live in Cork. So I'll read this poem. Snow. A year later, the snow fell again, and I saw your face, I thought, on the streets of Cork. The bits of poems I scribbled in your absence are covered under sentimental grime. The snow cleanses, exposing the live wound your death left. I can feel the weight of silence and the cold softness of snow. That night you lay with Scotia in her grave in the glen. Snapte. Lian is the only who can snapte a reef. It's snuck by except of a shine of her tea. The mead in a dante is fearless of airmish. Clues of an islet smooth and wrinkled. Pine snapte a titum with a glamour, a gnopter and your fierce, a dog of art. Graham Ulf and Tunis, its fourth bug on snapte, each a liquid of Scotia and a wheat in Atlanta.
I can in your album background.
Yeah.
Can you hear the fucking poem reading? Anyway, she's going to read her a past to one of your poems, alright? Starting it from the scratch.
Jerry Murphy wrote a poem complaining about too many plain women saluting him on the streets and too many plain women propositioning them basically, and as I said, I have a very similar problem in the Irish language literary circle, except that most of my audience tends to be elderly, white bearded gentlemen. and I think that the highlight of this experience for me was one particular white bearded gentleman, who shall remain nameless.
You're lucky, there's so many of them.
I can categorically say it was not Jerry Murphy, but I will say that he did try to convince me that the coming together of young and old is a beautiful thing. So here's this fragment, a complaint to me from Jerry Murphy. Too many white beards are saluting me on the street. Too many white beards are buying me pints of porter. Too many white beards are plaguing me with a language issue. Too many white beards are inquiring about the occupancy of my lover. Too many white beards are trying to convince me that the coming together of old and young is a beautiful thing. The antiquity of white beards is aging me. Habariat feithol gabana than ahint ernishadne. Habariat feithol gabana than sinach punti porter. Habariat feithol gabana than fraud a keshna tangan. Habariat feithol gabana ex fistru a deir magatan. Habariat feithol gabana ik trees de furna leer en gur alden an oigit is an trianat in eamat. Ta arsias na vesol bala ik poer ma vaas. Woo!
Woo! You must change your life, it really is, you must dye your beard.
Woo!
I'm going to take you from Cork now. We're going to leave Cork for Eileen, and we're going to go to Galway. I used to live down by the docks in Galway, and so I used to take this road to college, which would take me by the Scottish Arch, and then down around. You have to cross the road and down around Long Island and that. This one particular day, there was this very threatening kind of atmosphere abound, and I was kind of crossing the road there at Drury's Inn, and I almost got flattened by this big truck. And then I continued down around Long Island, and there was a man sitting there with this enormous swan. Swans are huge when they're out of the water, huge big swan. And again, this whole threatening thing was kind of with me. And the swan had this big red wound on its white neck. And I just felt like the entire universe needed a band-aid on this particular day. So I translated this poem. It's called Wound, or Claw of Seven. The carrot broke its banks last night, a pool under the arch. The sky threatened this morning, and I was almost flattened at a red traffic light. A hook-nosed man sat on a low wall, hurt in his eyes. In his arms was a swan, a black sack around her, a bright red wound on her white neck. Knaw. Rich and coloured, a broken array, he tilleth and borsheth. Vaggers and spaded madden, it's the woeburger than a lurking being of solid, troughed darug. These are promogach sitte, ervala ishul, grint in a huile. In a vaclin the alle, sac dulf impi, is kna darug, er mana bon. In New York for a year, and it was wonderful. And I lived up in Harlem, and it was because New York is a very intense place, and you go to bed very late at night and you get up very early in the morning, and I felt that you can play music on the strings of life, you know, when those strings are wound very tightly, you know, they could break, but luckily they didn't in my case. So this is a poem called Tunicin, which means compliments, and it's about the music that you can play on light. So it's only a scale. Tunicin. Nather a bhean cúnas, nó an cúignas a úsig ar madanne. A bhean cúignas an cú bhean, cú mín, bhra chúl a chúl na dhéal cúnam. Bhí teada úd na bahe, a darling to gum called town, gum of over so is brishin. Astin of chod and humus, is found mouths and uidness. To heaven suidness big shines farum, agis onum cor aur on yuck. We might stay in New York and just I used to go down to Chinatown quite a bit in New York because it's just crazy, you know, it's like all these strange looking animals coming up in the window and all these smells and it's just a really intense place. And this one day I was walking down around Chinatown, I used to go down for acupuncture and full body massages and the works, you know. But this one day I was down and I heard this sound kind of like, and I was really curious about that sound was, so I kind of followed it along, and there was a fish in this little kind of a shallow place, and I was there kind of, you know, an SOS basically, like trying to get some help, you know. But there was this woman just staring at us, and this is the story, Chinatown. This is translated by Gabriel Rosenstock. Chinatown, the racket never ending. One sound rose above the jingle jangle, drawing me towards its plea. It was a fish in a shallow crate, flopping about with much urgency. A woman watching it, her eyes bulging, like the eyes of the fish, bulging to the brim, helplessly. Re-raw, she re-Chinatown. I be impairing the volume of human comfort, if not in my figure, then in tea. Yes, Gideon, in Orha, Eastern. Explode soccer look like Hilly's Pranya. Ban or Adam, a suile el Bulgan, a suile an age, a cur harm we, the nurse and fine. I play music around sessions and that, and I always find the most interesting characters. And there's a certain type of Irish character that's very engaging, the type that American tourists love. And I met one of them, Nick, at a session in Galway. And you're chatting away to Nick, and he's spinning his yarn, and he's smoking your flags and he's drinking your pint at the same time. Like, you don't mind because, you know, sure, you don't need those. So this is about Nick. I met Nick, Baron player, philosopher, cowboy. At a rainy night session in Galway. His beard is white to the January moon. Oh dear. As linked with his eye, spinning a scale, my flag in his gob. And the Balrog case, perception requires involvement. Nick played the Balrog, and he had this sticker on his case that said perception requires involvement, and it was just perfect for that type of character, you know? Because you can't just look at them, they kind of pull you in and demand engagement. The voice of Nick, Balrog-y, Jelson-y, Chassy, Exception Ethabod B. Isoe Coban the Gilach Anib. Fired the poolic instant scale, Mosaic in a veil. Erbuskin and Balrawan, perception required and valued. I find it very difficult to translate my own stuff, you know, or write in English, actually. I find it very difficult. I think English is a fiercely practical language, and I'm glad that I speak it. But I don't manage to do anything creative with it. With that said, as an Irish speaker, we're constantly kind of under siege with statistics about the death of the language, and I think the best is about 10 years after or something. You know, so it's sometimes it gets a bit tiring. But I always kind of feel reassuring somehow in those situations, when I think that none of us really are around for a long time, so why worry about the big picture, you know? We can only do what we can, and for me, I can only write them out. So this is a poem called Leham Telag Bishnik, which means despairing days. And Gabriel Rosenfack has translated this poem to When One Despairs. Some days, let's admit it, I tire of rallying to her defense. I'm weary of being rooted here by her bedside, this language that has been violated, hoping to come around, watching her sedulously, wishing the life back into her again. And when I see her rotting bones calcifying, I know that one day there will be nothing left, nothing but dust, news. No more than that. Lehante la vision. Ad vin carla vin certe da cousin quarantine. Vin rain de vestriere Chris Lappin Natangan Aidna Hesta Egli Bishapshi Ah Sara Gukorma Ik Impi Bahe Inti Reef If Nurkeen McKinnova Lotha a Kaltu Higgum Mother Falker Na Egan Asmuit Valid Athanid is the name. I lived in a couple of different cities abroad, and I loved the buzz of that, you know. And And very often Irish language poetry tends to be taken up with there in Ireland and visions of Connemara and West Kerry and the like. And I'm not from there and I don't live there. But I have lived in a couple of really class cities. There's a poem by Martin O'Dolan called Sweet of the Gorse, which is about the respite he feels when he returns in a shore and he's amongst his people again. But I see that that doesn't belong to me at all. I like living for I'm a stranger and I get more out of that. So this is a poem I wrote called Sinna Erin Gahit, and I tried to translate it myself. And I used the line from Martin O'Dolan, Sweet of the Gorse, but with reference to the city. Returning tonight, I can taste the city sweat around me. I like it sweet. The present tense bounces recklessly off walls in the heat of the afternoon. I admit toxic fumes intoxicate me. Though you don't see the setting sun here in the vast expanse of sky, night plunges between tall buildings without warning. But neon lights light up the foreign corners of my heart. Stories shine on strangers' faces. Sweet of a yoitza on a moonlit ledge, my ear tuned to traffic song. Sinna Erin Gahit. Enough ex philodon, lashum alis me carlos farum. Daslam on passion. Plabin an antre lauriach, gan arrow o gachbada, em rohug an charnone. Ad a viam gomus glian va skete, sketanini on. It's fear na gaiter, lean igreine, id varshin es beide. Kakan an ike, id ur urgnus orde gal nabu. Ach lachmin fish in neon, quini kutiachum free. Non rien steel ir eigenes join shady. Fritif in Yoitse, em of Rianon Yali, Machuas la Hauron Chakra. I'm going to do another pork poem now. Been over here.
Hey!
Fantastic. This is a poem called Moyala, means Mallow. We have someone here from Mallow. My experience with Mallow tends to be quite negative. I really only know the train station in Mallow where I'm waiting between two trains. You know?
Yeah, I know as well.
And in fairness, like, the weather there is pretty extreme.
Yeah,
that's just kind of a taxi from all sides. It doesn't matter if you're under some kind of canopy or whatever, like, it's a taxi. But one day actually I was waiting in Mallow, as people from Tralee tend to do, and it was really, really warm and there was no relief, and I met a neighbour of mine when eventually the train arrived. I met a neighbour of mine who's here tonight, hello Jamie, and when we were just, it was disgusting basically, that train between Tralee and between Mallow and Tralee. Yeah, fairly messy, that's the word. And so when we eventually landed in Tralee, Shamey had the great idea that we go for a swim. And a wise man once said, you'll never regret a swim. And so we went straight from the train station, picked up the dog, and then went straight out to Bala Beach. And it was the nicest swim I've ever had. I have a bit of a translation for this, but I don't think I'm going to read it. So I'll read it after. My Alec, Iderlens and Airpus and Sparty and Shema, Exnach the Liberlach, Ider Hor Shane, Unseen and Einshid, Ider Hinnen is Winnen, Ismilen Ohin now Cousins and in my shop. Led Dias Cother Clach, Shush and Shane Trolley, Is Bruin the Stach, Finoget Moor of Lamaha, Tapaha Eg Air Land, Le Harris. Le herbe flucha. Eliam me grine ir plena. Chaldirach bichan ed ami. Puma e varigev inule. Im la colis vi dunza. Thank you. Francisco to live with people who think they're artists, and I've been trying to agree with them. This is kind of an apology for all of those people who think they're artists and are taught to be very difficult. Again, Gabriel Rosenstock translated this one for all the artists out there. Silence. My wordlessness hurt you. But better by far I tame my snake tongue, as the crows of my mind watch me, watching them, watching me, silently. Bear with me, my tough. Garcian Majunatu. At a star to do, my new sangre to shall sue. I just say a high maintenance, ekfara urum, ekfara urta. I think I finished up on this one. That's okay. Well, that's your favorite. This is a very serious poem. And again, it's translated by Gabriel Rosenstock. I must admit I have a certain amount of difficulty reading out poems that have been translated by someone else, even though I'm not entirely happy with my own.
You go on, there's no problem.
I'm not only me. So this is one translated by Gabriel. And I'm grateful to him, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to stand up here and come to you. A matter of some regret. No, I'm not so depressed as to stay under the duvet all day. That would be an exaggeration. It's just that my eye gladdened at the sight of you, stranger, left behind last night. And this morning there's a taste of stout and regret in my mouth. Oh, baby. Nilam Khodurk Yavanin Sain Duvet, by the way. Chin Avil. Nil Alamak Gerhud Muhuil Tanus Egenlitz. Isker August and Yaksu, each away. Isker will last portrait, if our failure in Dale, in Madden. Remind us.